Rosh Hashanah, chapter 2, Mishnah 3. Ketzad hayu masi and masuos. How did they light these torches in order to notify the next town that it was Rosh Chodesh? Mevi'in klunsos shel erez aruchin. They would take tall cedar poles. Vikanim, and they would take reeds, va'atzei shemen, and oily wood, un'ore shel pishtan, and chips of flax, v'korech b'mashicha, and they would take a string and tie these items to the top of the pole. Va'ola the rosh ahar, they would go ascend to the top of a mountain, u'matzis behen asor, and they would light the flame. And then, u'molech, u'mevi, u'male, u'morid, they would wave it back and forth and up and down, until he would see that his friend Shehu Osakein, he's doing the same thing Barosh Ahar Hasheni on the second mountain, and in this way he knew that they already got the message. And so too the second person would wave back and forth and up and down until he would see it on the third mountain, and in this way they sent the message throughout the entire land of Israel.